Lebanese troops continue to battle militants in northern Lebanon. In 10 weeks of fighting, over 248 soldiers have been killed, as well as 85 militants and 41 civilians. Charles Collins takes a look at the story.
The fighting continues in Lebanon. Soldiers are now battling Islamic militants door to door at the Dar al-Barid Palestinian refugee camp. The army is gradually occupying the last pockets controlled by the al-Qaeda-inspired group in the heart of the camp, once home to 40,000 refugees. Most of the residents have fled, becoming refugees twice over.
We hope one day that the refugees are put at the top of the list of solving their problems, because these people are really suffering through no fault of theirs. We really should find a way to help them even more.
Sylvia Haddad works for the Joint Christian Committee for Social Service, which works with Palestinian refugees in Lebanon.
Our main aim is to train people to help themselves so that they can live a dignified life, earn a living in a way to have a dignified life.
There are over 400,000 Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, where they live in crowded camps and are denied the right to work in many occupations. They also suffer from other handicaps. They can't own property, for instance, and are not allowed access to the Lebanese health care system. Many of the camp's residents have moved to the other already crowded camps in the country, waiting, as always, for a permanent home. I'm Charles Collins.